Well, I only have two more songs to do. Three, counting the encore. What? I don't trust you guys. I'm too old for that stuff. I don't even leave the stage. I'll tell you what. I'll act surprised. How's that? Now, have any of you ever been to Quintana Roo in Mexico? Oh, you have. Not, it's a state of Mexico, way down in the southeastern corner, down by Belize and Honduras and Guatemala. And I was down there, it's been about 15 years ago now, I was down there shooting a movie. And I met a young cowboy down there from Durango, Colorado. And the previous winter, this young cowboy had been engaged to this young woman, and she left him standing at the altar, broke his heart, and he spent the entire winter at a line shack there in Durango, just 4 long, lonely months, just him and the snow and the cattle for 4 months, nursing his broken heart. And then in the spring, he went down to Quintana Roo to mend his broken heart. And he managed to get a job on the prop crew on our film. And but in trying to mend his broken heart, he got himself into a world of trouble. He got involved with a married woman. He got involved with drugs. He got involved with guns. And he was basically on the run from everybody. We used to hang out in this old, it's like an old Western movie. We hung out in this cantina, Lupo's, and he would sit with his back to the wall facing the door and almost visibly flinch if anyone walked through the door. Just the most tortured young man I've ever seen. And we kept trying to get him to tell us what was wrong because he was in trouble, but he wouldn't tell us what kind of trouble. And he would start to tell us, and then he would tear up and couldn't go on. And like I said, just the most tortured young man. And one weekend, I had the weekend off and did some sightseeing around Mexico. And when I got back on Monday morning, the young cowboy was gone. And to this day, I don't know what happened to him.